Hi, this is Gene Montrostelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com, and this is a part two to the goal setting audio. A number of people who started using the goal setting audio and the worksheet to come up with goals sent in questions in the first couple of weeks that we had it up, and two questions came up a number of times, and I thought it'd be really useful to respond to them so that as you're stepping into this, you have a framework for it. The first was a number of people mentioned the fact that by stating a goal in a really specific way, the goal all of a sudden became menacing. It was almost like this authority figure had shown up in their life and was making it more difficult for them because it felt like the goal was breathing down their neck. More than likely, they'd been in a circumstance where they had goals in the past and they weren't able to live up to those goals. And just the task of naming goals gets scary because all of a sudden we're setting ourselves up to fail. And a really easy way to transform the goals and soften them just a little bit is to add a phrase to the beginning of it. And the phrase is, wouldn't it be cool if? So let's say the goal was, I will weigh 175 pounds by February 15th, so I have more energy, I feel better, and I'm healthier. Really crisp, well-written, specific goal. But that can feel like a lot. And so all of a sudden, feel and hear how much softer it gets when it becomes, wouldn't it be cool if I weighed 175 pounds by February 15th so that I'd have more energy, feel healthier, and feel better? So just by adding that little phrase to the beginning of it, what it does is it softens it enough so I know specifically where I'm heading, but it also puts it so it's not so menacing and hanging over my head. So if you're having struggle with the goal and the goal feels like it's something that's hard for you because it's so specific, add, wouldn't it be cool if, to the beginning of it. You're still moving in the right direction. You're still naming it, especially if you're visiting these goals weekly, but you're softening the blow of them just a little bit. The second concern that showed up was a concern around not knowing the right goals, not being able to be specific with the goals, and being so far from our goals, it's even hard to name a number of things because things are going so poorly. And so when that happens, it can feel like a defeating process to sit down and try and name specific goals when we just want to have a little energy and feel better. Now, when I'm working on a goal list, it's always a work in progress because every single month I'm going to be rewriting my goals. I'm going to be expanding my goals. Hopefully I'm going to be crossing goals off my list because I've achieved them and have to come up with new goals. So it's never set in stone. It's something that is a draft. And so what I like to do with my goal list on the top of it is I just write work in progress. And it's not that I'm a work in progress getting to the goals, but the goals themselves are a work in progress. It's a framework to help me to start moving in the right direction. For example, if I'm in a place where I've been dealing with just a lot of sadness and maybe even some depression, and it's really hard for me to get out of bed in the morning, a simple goal could be to get out of bed in the morning by a certain time and approach the day with some energy. Now, that's not a massive thing as far as losing 25 pounds and getting a new job and finding this lasting relationship, but that's a really significant change that might feel uncomfortable writing on a goal list because it doesn't feel big. But by naming it in that way, I now know, okay, I need to work towards something specific, even if it's something specific and small. So give yourself permission to know the goals are a work in progress and they don't have to be perfectly articulated. If they're not specific goal that is measurable by a specific date with a specific outcome, and you have one of those parts, great, write it down. Start working towards it. And as you work towards it and as you tap with it, you're going to get more clarity around that goal. It's a work in progress and that's okay. So I hope these two tips will make it a little bit easier for you as you continue to write goals and work towards them. As always, if you have questions, drop me a note, Gene@TappingQ&A.com. I hope you have a great day. I'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.